adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
There we go.
Hey everybody, I just got back from my pee-pee break.
Okay. That's how we'll start the show.
I watched.
So what happened last
time? Last time the guys successfully killed Mir and they were heading to the next area. They stopped off.
Jenny got rejected.
They stopped off at Tan's to sell some stuff.
We got the most important part. We had customers.
Oh, they had customers at the end.
Yeah.
And David, more importantly, David did not scare them off.
Yeah. We actually left. We made him.
We mismanaged that shit.
Yeah.
We went to sell some stuff, and while they were in there, they heard Cora Frostweave, the mayor, outside talking to someone with a seductive, raspy voice.
Like she's a smoker.
Yeah. They go out there, and they see Cora talking to a rather attractive lady with...
How did that sound?
Flanked by five of the tigers.
Like Captain Harris, if you were...
Kenny tried to woo her. She had none of it. Kind of flipped
his ear. I don't understand it.
Kenny is now traumatized and had a negative two for everything.
I was
going to
say, yeah,
the
she wooed him.
And she wooed me.
And then they went to Crow's Asylum.
I'm
going to
get her out of that cult.
The last of the keepers. David snuck in.
And I explained to Kenny
noises.
What dwarf dick fingers are.
He found three crazy folks acting crazy on the floor.
Do you suppose she's a monk?
And David feels like he's...
You turned those to the right way.
I suppose she's just out of your league.
And
no one is out of my league.
Nor the league.
We got Tabit, played by Dustin.
Still slightly drunk.
Yep. We got Kenny, played by Lance.
Hey.
We got David, played by David.
David.
And Shivers.
On Shivers.
And Shivers.
His
and we got
David,
Minta,
David.
Played by Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
I kind of drunkenly hug you right now.
Just roll with it.
What?
No. Okay, so...
Not totally.
I want to do a sense motive on these
I love you,
people
yeah.
rolling on the ground to see if they're angry.
I know you're short, you're angry.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
Or if they're just
so
out
no,
of their minds.
We're going to go get a church. It's cool. Man.
Okay.
I mean, this guy got his in. What the? If you can do it, if any he can do it,
I'll
be
a 22.
You
yes.
sense both of that.
So they're just...
They're out of their minds, and they're dangerous, yeah.
They're dangerous?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to talk to one.
Okay. In all honesty, I feel like David would be the best person to talk to, a crazy person.
Yeah, just don't...
You might be
you.
Right.
Be
I'm going
like,
to go to a different one.
Look at
his cheese! And they suddenly, like, connect.
All right, as soon as Kenny walks in there, they start screaming really loud.
Hey, calm down, guys!
They're like...
All right, can I... I'm going to start performing then, to...
Ooh.
Okay.
I like it.
Calm them down.
Shit.
Why? Then why do I have to get... I should not have drank last night. It was a bad decision. You're supposed to stop me from these.
So I guess I'll go up to one that's screaming and restrain him.
All right. So
I'm a dwarf, man.
Yeah, I'll do it.
We hold our liquor. Well, I'll go up to this one.
Well, you've kind of already restrained. What do you want to do?
I still do 13. Even with a 2.
Is he, like, slamming his shoulder against the wall like Mel Gibson and leave
I guess I'll, like...
What's your DC for those?
For what?
I guess, what are you just trying to play music?
Yeah,
not
I'm not doing my bardic music. Right,
I'll
music.
Do it as a, diplomacy, then.
Okay.
What song? In the tune of what?
So your diplomacy is what?
Yeah, I hear it.
So what was your roll?
I rolled 2, but altogether it's a 13.
They
sounds like really bad
also got a 13, so I want to say it didn't work.
Okay.
I'm going to start stroking his head and be like, it's okay. It's okay.
Well, you're going to get bit or something.
You damn right he is. Oh my fucking god.
Nat 20?
Yep.
Dice hack.
Rabies.
Oh, no way that's going to.
All right, next round, I'm going to roll again.
Oh, 3 points of damage as he passes you.
All right. I don't like this guy.
No, don't kill him!
Can I just...
Initiative.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm prepared to beat somebody up.
11 plus my... Ooh, nice.
The only person that bites David is me.
Aren't they in straitjackets? We just don't need to be next to them.
Yeah.
They can still they're going to be Mel Gibson.
You know what I brought?
What's that?
That gag.
You have a gag?
Yeah, from the guy.
Oh,
that.
The magic one?
Yeah.
I thought you meant your
hand. Yeah, I was looking for something to like just shove in their mouth.
I'm gonna toss you the gag.
Okay.
Use it on the guy you're next to.
I thought you meant like in your van.
I was like, why the fuck?
Oh, in real life, I'm a character.
Yeah, I was like,
you know what I brought? Yeah, guys.
Yeah, we're all gonna play this tonight if you know what I mean.
We're really role playing.
We all role playing. All right, Tabit, what you got?
14.
God. Yeah. 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 I hope you didn't think the same thing, listeners.
Kenny?
I hope you didn't listen the same
fine.
Thing at all.
I thought it was funny.
That's what I thought.
Kenny?
I'm confused.
Yeah. If I toss the gag, that's probably the action, right?
We have to do initiative first.
I
already did. I'm 11 plus 15.
If I put it on, that's a free action.
Kenny's like, I need to get. Is Kinky excited? Oh, God.
Is Kinky a movement action?
I don't see that on my skills list.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a for you, you can just write that
BDSM.
In.
BDSM.
Yeah, BDSM.
David
no,
and Shivers.
It's
David, 24, Shivers.
Ball gag is my
it's a taste of knowledge. BDSM, there's a
nice roll
safe
play.
Word. You have two
yeah,
safe
yeah,
words.
At level 8, I get 2.
Minto?
23.
Ooh, I think that's the first time Minto's got beat.
Take that.
I rolled a
15.
Jeez, what's your initiative?
+8.
Holy crap, what?
He's got
some kind of modifier.
Oh, I don't have a group. I should be
4 dex and 4
I thought
really
I did, but I know.
I'm really happy that I don't ever go first. I did once. I did have to go first once.
Once you guys get to second tier mythic, you get a natural bonus to your initiative, and you can use a thing to get an automatic +20. I say it in all one breath.
+20, geez.
Yeah. Well, in the original rules, you automatically got +20 to everything. Oh, on that playtest one, I'm like, oh, I'm glad they changed that.
Yeah, that sounds like level 20 stuff.
OP!
Yeah. Yep. Loonies.
I feel bad killing these guys.
Play a platoon.
Don't kill them.
Yeah.
We just need to not be next to them, really. I mean, what? They gotta...
They're in straitjackets. Just push them over.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, what do we do?
One is technically laying on the ground. So.
No.
Then push the
other
one.
Do we just
want to
knock them out?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just do... I don't like the metagame. Let's just do non-lethal damage.
Okay. I'll just do... I want to do non-lethal damage to just incapacitate this guy with my hammer.
Okay.
Well,
it's -4.
Yeah, I did talk. We did talk. I mean, we know that this place is these people were all put here because they're dangerous.
Yeah, and we're also not evil. You know,
he says after telling Cora that I just killed people.
I don't know.
Evil.
I'm pretty sure. I feel like
that's pretty awesome.
I feel like you
coiled a reaction. Anyone's pissed in the face.
Personally, I don't. I feel like you coiled is not going to care if I kill these guys.
Well,
that's the only law I abide by.
Well, David personally feels that crazy people, you shouldn't, they can't help it, so it'd be wrong.
Which right, David, the player or the person?
Both.
They're one and the same. We got
natural 20.
Green paint.
You just crit him to death.
It's not confirmed.
Well, you looked what is it with all your bonuses. Remember, they're human.
Cold.
No.
And they're in a straitjacket. That's going to confirm.
All right.
You just killed him.
He's doing that lethally, you already said.
Yeah.
I know. But that should be something where you can accidentally kill somebody.
That happens.
That'd be funny.
It happens in real life.
We
so
can
maybe.
Do,
exactly.
You can do that with, like, exploding dice. I was thinking about using that.
So this is x3.
Oh, my God.
That's 30.
Did you say that shit for a ball?
So maybe the way to do it is like if it goes over their hit points of non-lethal, then it turns into actual.
I think that is how it works.
Is it?
I think so.
I just think there's...
Actually, I'm going to say it is.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
So David...
God damn it, my DM skills actually fucked us over.
So David goes up and says, I'm not going to hurt you, buddy.
his head flies off.
And his hammer just... He just, I'm going to say he like did it with a half, and the half to his hammer just goes right through the guy's head.
Oh. Did you kill him?
Oh, yeah!
I killed him, Gilbert!
He did over half his damage.
Well, that's
I just kind of look back and shrug, go, eh?
Yeah, that solves that, and I start spinning
before he starts. My jaw just drops, like...
He's like, I'm mythic.
Sometimes I don't have strength.
I'm pretty sure that's how they work. We'll say
before we leave, we're just putting him in one of those jackets.
Yeah, you guys just grab a whole bunch of them for David.
I'm just speechless.
Oopsie.
Mid-toe, you're next.
Oops.
Yeah, someone wants to look up that rule to confirm it.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah,
I mean, that makes sense to me.
I mean, that's over double his hit points.
I'm cool with it. It's
yeah, I don't care.
In terms of rules, it makes sense to me. It's just horrifying.
It feels like these guys are...
Well, actually, you were supposed to roll your dice 3 times.
Dangerous, anyway.
I forgot that.
I will do non-lethal damage with my master with horror staff.
Bottom of the tequila bottle.
So that would be a 6 to hit.
Plus, this is good. It's just an example for the other two.
What is it? Six?
So
you
don't know.
See? See?
Holy shit.
No, it says, it does, well.
It's probably been in there for years.
It just says once it exceeds your current hit points, you fall unconscious.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm still going to say because you did 3 times.
Yeah. You messed.
How about I just hit him so hard that all of them get knocked out?
You hit him so hard his brain comes out of his mouth. All right.
They can grow that back.
Kenny, your turn.
Still a little dumbfounded.
And drunk.
You know, I'm drunk.
Somehow, I'm...
Only thing that can solve this problem is playing music right now.
He's just sitting there with his mouth open. Well.
Yeah, we can play a dirge.
Yeah.
Well, that low of a score, maybe.
18.
Alright, so are you just playing music, or are you doing some kind of song?
I'm just playing, performing.
Okay.
I'm not going to bring out the bardic stuff. I'm just performing right now. I'm trying to process, and I don't know. The best way I know how to process is playing music.
Can you see people get killed before?
Yeah, this is the
I've never just
They stop screaming after Kenny starts singing this time.
So they just saw their friend.
Do they seem aggressive still?
They seem agitated, but they're not screaming anymore.
It's kind of a sad song. I'm a little weirded out by the whole situation.
Sad song going to the crazy.
It's a little bit song.
The upper half of the room. We like to call it. David just fucked you up.
I was going to play Crazy Train until this whole death happened.
Yeah, but here you go.
Are they calm enough to talk to? Well, I guess it's not my turn, so never mind.
I'm going to try to just walk past them.
Okay.
Do I feel like they're aggressive now, or do I feel like they're just upset or crazy?
They're crazy. I mean they are pretty entrapped with Kenny right now.
How would you try to walk past into this door or walk past this
door?
Yeah, there's a bunch of doors, big double doors, and then a bunch of side rooms.
Well, I was on this. I guess I'll go away from them to this door then.
Yeah, that's the safe one.
I'll stop my turn then.
Do you want to open it?
For a perception check?
I don't know. I feel like it could be trapped. I mean, then again, if these guys are just in the lobby.
And also, it's an asylum. It'd be weird if they had traps.
Well, just to keep them from leaving and stuff.
Yeah, but they want to put traps. They just lock the door.
Seeing how the front door is open and the crazers in the lobby.
Yeah, I think the traps have all been set off.
Probably. I'm pretty sure that's how all asylums.
And just let them wander around.
Yeah. If TV means anything.
Alright, well, I guess I don't feel threatened, so yeah, I will, I'll do a perception check to see if I can hear anything on the other side of the door.
Okay.
That is a 18.
Nope, the only thing you're hearing is the crazy kind of going, and Kenny.
Do I hear that on the other side of the door?
No.
Okay.
That's the only thing you're hearing. You don't hear anything on your side.
Okay. Yeah, that's my turn.
Alright, bitch. Shiver, be timbered.
Shiver's digs.
Right? This is stone.
Oh, sure it doesn't dig.
Nah, I'll be like a cat on linoleum. Fun.
I guess I'll just kind of be ready in case something comes at him. But,
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, I forgot. I stepped over that body. I was like, okay.
I feel nothing.
You look down at it like, man, that's crazy.
The one time he decides to be useful. Or stop your human to get
just kill that guy.
See, it's not necessarily the fact that he killed some guy in a straitjacket. I just learned that with him, don't expect to put your expectations high with him.
He's unpredictable.
Alright, as you're looking at, as Shivers kind of raise himself, these doors bust open and three guys come out.
They have guns?
No, they don't have guns.
All right.
Do they wish they had guns?
They wish they had
Are those guitars?
No, they're good.
Backing band.
See, these...
That girl countersawed me.
These guys are...
She had an awesome voice.
These guys are decked out in...
I really wish we didn't have this, because Candy's totally hung up on this girl now.
These guys are decked out in, like, leather armor, and they're carrying, like, clubs, but what stands out weird for you guys is they have like cage helmets.
It's like that guy.
Like they're playing.
Yeah,
hockey.
Like the guy in the back.
Hmm.
That's what they're
saying.
Huh. Yeah, it looks
okay.
Like a douche.
I just automatically just start acting like a crazy person that I think I'm an inmate.
So wait, do we feel like
no
roles
needed?
Do we feel like these guys are employees?
I would as well, I would.
I do. You said this that we were told the asylum is still... Or do we think the asylum is still working?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So, like, that something... Well, right, I think something's going on. Like,
they... All their uniforms do match, so they are wearing, like, a uniformish type thing.
Okay.
He's probably...
As a free action, can I say something to them?
Yeah.
Okay, just... I guess I'm... Do you work here? Are you... Like, what's going on?
This would be the weirdest scene to walk in as an employee.
Ignore the dead gun.
Do a diplomacy check for me real quick. Okay. Reaction one.
Hey, guys.
We found him like this.
Hey, music.
Yo!
Hey. I was going to say,
I guess I didn't give you guys your dice.
Naturally.
That's a 28.
Alright, so...
Even with the minus two.
The one in the lead... He has like a weird lisp thing. He's like,
God, never mind. I don't want to talk to him. No,
he's like, What are you doing here? This is for Crow's special guest.
We're here to see Crow.
You're not the guest. We stop.
We're on the list.
What?
We have his book we're to supposed to deliver to him.
Can we do more diplomacy to try to convince him?
What?
Are we out of combat?
No.
Oh.
I okay.
Bluff.
What's that?
22 bluffs say we're here to deliver his book from one of the other keepers on script.
What book? What?
No, okay, so I pull off of my spearman phone. And say, you know, I'm a musician. Sometimes they forget to put me on the list, but they know who I am. So, maybe you should take us to Crow. Yeah. You should. Diplomacy? I'm going to give it my performance on that. So, 19.
I
just don't like these guys, though.
Do I roll again? I'm gonna try.
I'm trying to roll. These guys have like a special thing on. I'm trying to role play.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to role play it that well, so I'm guessing this would do. It's the lunatic turn. They're still enraptured with. So we're at the back. We're still enraptured with Kenny. So we're gonna go back to the top with David's turn. Everyone's trying to talk to the guards, and they're kind of like, Crow say bash.
It's a bash what?
Bath.
Bath?
Bath.
Bass?
Crow's throwing a party? Crow's throwing a party.
We bath.
All right, well,
he's
I'm going to
party.
I'll say no. I'm going to walk by you and go in.
No.
Okay, I pull my bow and arrow and I shoot.
Ask him to take us to Crow.
It's too late. He's made his decision.
We asked
it's a
him
bad
like three
decision,
times.
But...
try again.
They haven't attacked us yet. I know, that's why I'm getting the jump on them.
You can just murder someone else. There you go.
Hey, I've got the taste for it now.
You got, I'm going to subdue him.
He's got accidental blood.
Now, before you roll this, keep thinking silently in your head.
Crit.
And I'm going to do rapid shot. And can I use rapid shot and point blank?
Yes.
Yeah. Point blank. It's feet. Just goes off.
And what is point? Do you remember what point blank
is? Well, if you're within 30 feet, you get plus one to your hit damage.
I wonder what those rules are. There should be one where you could accidentally kill somebody.
I think probably, rapid shot, you get negative to both.
I think it's just the
really
second one, you get negative two.
I like the idea of critting on the
look at
damage.
Look at
fucking an accident.
More than
that. Oh, yeah.
So,
that's why
in Nerd
Poker, I love the idea of botching.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know if it's fair to kill a character, but depending on the circumstances,
it's
I think
be like
it
can
happen. You know,
like
I think
negative two on the second.
The way that, like,
wait,
one of the
characters
died.
Okay.
Without
yeah,
trying
I've
to spoil
read
it
that.
For,
I've seen it all, yeah.
Well, I don't,
that's cool.
I don't think.
Alright, and they're human?
You listen to it.
Yep.
Like one of
the
long lost died, like, I think.
The negative two and the plus two.
Well, you get to the plus one for
I don't
being
think
close,
ever got
minus
the way
two,
to
so.
Do skill checks. So
oh, well, I just
minus one,
or,
so being
fourth edition.
I'm just saying,
or even third edition
minus
skill checks.
Two.
For rapid shot,
cancel
out.
What's your?
Well, they don't say.
They weren't my understanding. They didn't.
In this
they only
had
a second. They never actually
yeah.
played.
Oh, okay. Then it's
3.5 or 3.
I forgot I picked them.
It's like a plus 3 because you put that as your super favorite or whatever.
Yeah, so it's more
than the Pathfinder?
No, Pathfinder is.
Oh,
wow.
This is really high.
On top of it.
So 12, 15.
15 hits?
I
well,
18. Play fourth.
Still hit
for the first one.
I played
I'll shoot
the
this twice.
Okay.
The brilliance.
The second one. Yeah, that's going to hit.
16 on the die.
Yeah, I think what I'm interested in is I feel like.
So, I guess. Plus one to damage.
Like,
well, right, you said?
Like,
yeah.
It went with, like, songs. I mean, it ended up being funny, but, like, flipping over a table shouldn't be, like, an issue.
I get a plus four damage?
But I think it turned out funny, and, you know,
I thought so.
Right.
Really
right.
You live it up real quick.
What you do is you have
really
good
Yeah.
Mintos is our,
I feel like, and I guess you did roll.
Your screen's got something going on.
So,
yeah.
That was great.
And then, like, you know, it, like, broke your character's mind.
Did you plug it into the bottom thing?
Yeah. No, I need to...
Sweet. Essentially, like, yeah, like, your perception of reality was ruined.
Well, you know, I think about that kind of stuff a lot. I've been thinking about making my rules about things before. And shit happens in real life where you're just like, how the fuck did that happen to me? Like,
yeah,
I tripped over my own foot.
I think maybe I just, like...
But he also gets bluff knowledge, perception,
sense, like somehow like all
survival checks against those types too.
Oh, you got all the kind of things. What's
nine,
that 10?
10, 11.
What's this?
I mean,
D10 initially.
I've done mixed martial arts. I get punched in the face. Normally that means nothing, but sometimes there's been some people that have killed somebody.
12.
And just like this, like,
13,
they didn't want to kill somebody. They just punched 18, in the 19, wrong way. They fell 19 down.
Total?
Yep.
So that's why I'm glad that I got like that rule. There needs to be something along those lines. You just can't strap it pretty fucked up.
You ever reading that?
No, my hard drive's getting full. I just.
Oh, I mean. That's when death rates.
He says, ugh, ugh!
He feel
up
for that. No one went for headshots. Like, you punch
break
your. Yeah. And then once
he doesn't look too good?
Everyone's like,
no.
I'll punch you in the face.
He's
and then that's when like, the actual like, deaths and maybe brain damage begin to happen.
It's worse.
Yeah. So I say, now will you take us a crow?
No.
Okay.
No crow.
Does work like because it
Mental.
Protects your hand more than it protects your head.
Yeah.
You get more concussive damage.
Yeah. I feel like
you
I was like
that guy, if you will.
I was like trying to talk to him, and all of a sudden, I just see like two arrows shoot out
I don't know. You guys are talking the whole time, so I don't know what you guys are doing.
No, I was just that was what like Abbott saw.
I was just thinking that's going to show up on the podcast because I can tell when people are over talking each other.
I thought it was funny.
Burning ends.
We were quiet. That's really
fun. Well, we'll see. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's not like we're doing this for profit. Yet.
These three burning hands.
If you buy a Kenobi and gold leaf,
or 17 for
figure.
Half. 17.
Okay. We'll give you a shout out.
Whoa. I'm not talking to these people.
Yet. You roll a lot of ones, but how many of these? Do you get five magic missiles now?
Burning hands.
Oh.
I'm
not. For 14, 7.5.
This guy's on fire.
This guy screams and falls over. These guys kind of duck to the side, miss. Oddly enough, the guy in the four, not so lucky. He burns up and
dies. Oh, God. No.
He wasn't.
No.
No, that's this guy, isn't he? Because this guy's laying in front of these three. That's what I thought we had.
Oh.
We might as well kill the last one.
No.
Okay.
You guys are good, right? Everyone has some sense of morals here, right?
Hey, I went into this expecting everyone in here to be evil.
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah?
When I casted the spell, the GM moved him in my range.
Okay. All right. I know it was an accident. Accidents happen. Accidents happen. That's what.
Yep. Twice in a row.
So the two ticks.
Nobody's perfect right now. That's the song that we play. Beep deep doop. Beep deep doop. Beep deep.
Nobody's perfect. People catch.
Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Kenny.
Oh, I'm gonna turn it up a notch and turn it into a bardic thing.
You did mark the one off that you used for the drill, right?
Yeah, I did. Still annoyed, really?
God. You'll get your sex someday.
Yeah. where'd my pencil go? Give me a pencil. Mark this next one off. Inspire confidence.
Here's a...
Or whatever the one is.
Here's a mechanical one for you.
I'm creeped out by it.
It's turned up a notch. That's the ghostly performance stuff too. So cleaners were a little.
So what are you trying to do?
Inspire confidence. Everyone gets a +2.
For everybody. Okay.
Oh no, inspire courage. Sorry, that's +2.
Oh, that's fine. I thought you were trying to like sing the new guys though.
Weapon. No.
Attack and damage.
Yeah.
I think you're fine. Like you're still trying to like not kill these guys. So
I don't want them to die. I don't want the inmates.
You got one crazy guy left and two guys that want to kill you left.
And it's a +2 versus charm or fear effect.
Okay.
That's the other part.
So it is Tabit, chaotic kind.
How do I get out of here?
I'm freaking out.
I suppose I'll just come up to this guy and I will bash him in the face with my mace.
Bash him in the face with my mace.
You channel energy?
In his face.
In his face.
I guess this is...
Spread
no.
his blood all
no,
over
I'll
the place. Armor to +1 mace.
Yeah.
Damn! That definitely
it is. It's just a normal... Well, that's 21 for my mace.
Yep, that'll hurt. All
right. So, 7 points there.
Bam!
Oh, there it is.
I just need to figure out what I'm
doing. Yeah.
Shivers!
That's where it went.
Kind of Shivers just didn't attack the last
because he knew it was better, too.
I'm wondering if Shivers would be scared of all that fire since he's been burnt so many times.
He's used to it now.
You want me to roll?
Do a handle animal check on him.
These are point man.
Well, can I use...
Or point
fear, he gets +2 from me.
Yeah, I get a +2.
Yeah, there's one thing that I'm happy with Shivers is that he catches fire way more than I do. Tap us into that.
So wild empathy, that is like a handle animal, isn't it?
I empathize, it's like a bonus to handle animal.
I've been burned too.
Okay. So what's the... Because I can do that as a swift action now.
Yep.
So what's the bonus to handle animal?
It should be on your list there. It's like you're like doing a diplomacy tool list, I think, is what handle animal is.
You guys do have a weird connection because you've both been on fire. Like a lot.
We talk about it at night.
Alchemical or bad. Alchemical.
Doesn't hurt that
natural.
Bad.
I'm trying to experience all of them.
Yeah. Eyebrows are for idiots.
Am I a dragon shaman?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Shiver's actually a dragon.
Yeah. A dragon badger.
He's just only a shiver tall right now.
If dragons were hairy, that's all.
Be a woolly dragon.
Yeah.
Like a woolly.
Oh, I just want to be your shepherd. You're so cute.
You know that unicorns get a plus six against wild empathy?
Hmm. Yeah, I can imagine that. The day you get a unicorn is the day I quit.
The next room is a unicorn.
first edition adventure?
But he's in a straight jacket, so you don't know if
you're you don't have a level six, you have a level unicorn.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I found it. I'll just do handle animal. My charisma's not very high.
Are you handling these animals?
20,
yeah, you can
28. Okay. Go get up, Shevers.
Yeah, idiot.
And I'll just bite this guy.
Okay.
That needs a picture. Somebody take
a picture. Yeah, someone needs to take a picture of that.
Yeah, how's he staying up?
Oh, you ruined it.
Sorry, Shevers.
It's alright, it's in our hearts.
A plus one to that. No, he doesn't do it.
Plus two.
Plus
three altogether.
Oh, okay. Nine?
Oh, wait, we didn't add in...
So he'll
I didn't add in that to
Tabitz. Does he get favorite enemies?
I don't think you were there yet, though. I did it after.
He is diagonal from him, correct?
Well, I was playing, and then I turned it up a notch to the Bardic performance.
Yeah, then you
and
go
if he gets hit, he gets a plus four, because I took Bolster Companion, which is a plus four when my companion gets hit.
That's what your CMD.
Oh boy. It's a D?
D, yep.
13. Pretty small.
So what this guy does to you...
No homo.
He grabs... He uses his club. Well, no, he doesn't do that. He does like a trip attack to you.
Oh, good luck. That's a 17 then.
Oh, see...
Well, I know he's tripping me. It's only against bull rushes and trips.
And that's because you're a dwarf, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So he almost trips you, but you can't see.
Like, look at my fucking legs. Look at these pillars. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, now you have a shield, too, don't you?
Yeah, that's just crazy.
That one kind of freaked out about Shiver.
Why not, dwarf, move?
To Mentos is going to try to trip. These are both improved trips, so no attack of opportunity.
These guys are they're judo.
And he trips on his pinky.
I improved trip myself.
Alright, that's their turn.
Good job, guys.
No, I did bad. Crow's not going like this.
So,
you know, if you would have taken this to him...
It is the crazy guy's turn. He's going to start screaming again.
Failed trips!
And we're back at the top with David.
Is this far enough way to shoot him with a bow and arrow?
Moit at him.
Yeah, point blank.
Okay, I'll do point blank rapid try again. Natural 20.
I missed.
And that should confirm it with all my
the
bonuses.
Confirmed.
Then here's the second arrow.
Crap.
So I'm awesome, and then I roll a one.
Like, you're so impressed to do something the first time you fumble.
Oh, this is nothing. I close my
eyes.
So you shoot the first one, I'll go ahead and do the damage. You're probably going to kill him, but we'll see.
Yeah, the second one you're calling it, like, off the railing.
That'll be 11.
Remember, you have to roll multiple times.
Oh, that's right. It was crit.
I don't think you double the damage from Kenny's stuff either, so you're just having four on top of that. and or adding two to hit, two in your plus four from favorite enemy.
For every roll?
No, just at the
end. It's a stack on the damage.
Just roll three times and add all your bonuses afterward. Except for, I guess your strength goes afterward.
You turn them into a pink mist.
Is it more than 15?
Okay.
All right, we have a little technical difficulty.
Yeah, we didn't really miss much, though. So,
one thing you guys missed is David killed that guy.
Yes.
David killed the guy, and everyone had to take piss.
Yeah. So anyway,
so,
I recycled booze.
So it is Kenny's turn.
Oh, is everyone dead or there's someone more?
What's that? Wasn't it my turn? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It's Minto's turn.
Everyone more fire.
Okay. Minto.
Minto. Mintos. Minto.
Stupid gremlins causing problems. Well, since you can't really get up to the one. Easily.
Well, you around shivers.
Do you want me to dodge?
Get up to him. I mean, I don't know if you want to get close to him, but
now drop my staff. As a 5-foot part of the move, I'll pull out my crossbow and take a shot.
Okay. Don't hit me. I say that within like 2 seconds.
Yeah, you would be at a negative because of that.
I got point blank and all that.
Oh.
Plus two from Spark.
You know, I'm medium, but you know, I'm a little shorter.
14 to hit.
14 on that AC. Guy is a hit.
He's obliterated these assholes.
Hey, key part.
Hey, we're mythic.
This is what demigods do. We kill the retarded.
For 2 points of damage.
They want to do what we wanted, so we killed them.
Yeah.
I don't see what's wrong with that.
I don't either. I feel more assured of what I'm doing than I
Tabit, good and kind.
I'm gonna hit this idiot with my Morningstar again.
No,
he's not dead? Alright.
No.
Does point blank get rid of negatives to cover?
If somebody's in melee combat and you don't have a precise shot, you get a minus four penalty to hit them.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have point blank to get precise shot. To avoid that penalty.
Okay.
Weak ass shit.
Shivers!
Come on, Shivers, do something.
Alright, he's gonna go for the full attack.
Yeah! So, what's that mean? He just uses his tail.
He has four attacks. Mm-hmm. Or three attacks.
No, mm-hmm. I just mean like, but what is it? I just feel like there's Shivers wouldn't use his claws. He would like do something else.
Oh, he uses
just
claws.
Like jump up and down on his foot or something.
That'll be a 16 for the first claw.
Yeah, very good. Everything's hit.
And 8.
I hope that last one
did. Alright, so the bite. I don't think he's going to have that. Do I have my strength?
He's had that great of a life
yeah.
anyway.
So that'll be a 3.
Put him out of his misery.
No, they don't.
This crow guy sounds like a bigger douche than ever.
And then that will be a 4.
Alright, so as. Mintosh. Plugs him with a bolt. Shivers takes advantage. It kind of jumps on him, bites, claws, and he kind of falls over and dies.
And Shivers is like, "What the fuck?"
Shivers really wants that helmet.
Alright, and the lunatic is fucking freaking out big time.
Oh, yeah, that guy's still alive. Are you guys, I know how to take care of this.
No. No, it's the
non-lethal damage. Oh, he's dead.
No, he's not dead. Hey.
Hold on,
non-lethal. Hey, no.
You're doing non-lethal, critical.
No, there's... Is it his turn?
Are we still in combat?
Yes, actually, David's first, so yes.
God damn it. Really? I don't go?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You know,
Kenny can go.
Oh, I thought we were
going to Well, I stopped playing, but there's
suicide.
Still, like, the, there's the... There's a ghostly performance for one more round. I'm gonna go ball gag this guy or gag him with the one thing that we had.
Just kill him.
So you're gonna have to do
CMB.
CMB. You're gonna at least a plus four because he's in a straight jacket.
And my own thing provides me with a plus two.
Yep. So you're gonna be pretty well off here, I think.
You are kinky.
Yeah, 18. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
He is gagging
ready.
He's gagged.
Alright, he's gagged.
He's on a roller coaster.
Would you? Could I play? Really could I play a lullaby to make him go to sleep?
Oh, really? I can think of
one. You can try.
So is it still
combat
his turn?
Combat.
As I lay next to you, gagging.
Look, Kenny, I know how to be at this guy.
No, no, yeah. You stop.
I loot the body.
Stop. His body.
Body?
His body?
No, loot the
body. Those bodies.
All the bodies?
Yeah, sure. See what these idiots have.
No more. No more sleep with hammers.
It worked. I mean, he's quiet.
The guys in the leather have studded leather, and they're using clubs. Don't look in remarkable anyway.
Studded leather.
They got those weird helmets.
I'll take a club.
And they have.
Okay.
There's occasional times where I not killed somebody, but beat them.
And
it's
the
a martini club.
Guys
it's a muddling.
I say, hey, well, I go, hey guys.
Except for the one that's on fire.
I go, guys, I got an idea. One of us gets in the straitjacket. There's three of these awesome outfits. We act like we work here.
Right?
I've never had a chance
God,
to play dumb.
Sometimes.
I would love to play dumb.
Are you going to wear the straitjacket?
I think it's only fitting. I don't know how I'm going to exploit Shivers.
David, sometimes...
It's not really there.
Yeah, when you put Shivers
sometimes
in a
I wonder about you, but sometimes
or,
just come up with some crazy shit. Let's do this.
Can we get Shivers to fit on, like, your back and you just, like, hunch over? Like, you're super...
Like a hunchback?
Yeah. I don't know how big Shivers is.
Maybe
like
whoever is in the straight jacket should be like, this is my,
I think my arrow.
This is my buddy. This is my,
I think I like Dustin's idea of like making it look like I just have a hunchback or something.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's usually like a drooling idiot anyway.
Yeah. Perfect. You guys want
to
try this?
Yeah.
Would it be better if we just
Mentos.
I mean, we're gonna be without our armor and stuff if we end up getting a fight.
I've been increasingly making worse decisions as I've been in this group. So
I mean,
I just want you. To
yes,
give me
Kenny's apex was breaking out of those handcuffs in the very first episode where he showed up.
Could you put the stuff on over our
David's influence?
David's kind of influenced me, so I want you.
Leather, no, you'd have to actually wear it.
Okay.
I mean, I have plus one to my disguise.
I'm already wearing studded leather.
What do you think?
Yeah, but
Minto, what do you
look
think?
Like theirs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think in a normal situation that would be brilliant. But I have a funny feeling by what we've already seen, I don't know how much good it's going to do.
Can we could fake the actual, like, straight jacket part.
Can we just save the game now and then try it if it doesn't work out? Yeah.
That's like meta, man.
Only if you can
I would
find
say so, but you're
going to
more memory.
Well, the thing is, I think we should give it a shot, and if it doesn't work, let's go back
well,
and
yeah,
combat.
I mean, the only different, I mean, like, the downfall is
we'll
that
you
guys are, that you would have to be wearing set of leather armor now. You want to have your...
Oh, God.
No, you just wrap them up in the... The bless his heart, the guy that you accidentally sent to his happiness
heart.
Time.
I'll just wait outside.
Heart.
You guys scream when you need me.
Yeah, who's going to wear the straight jacket?
Well, I was going to.
Okay, I'm good
yeah,
with that.
I feel like he would be the best actor, you know?
And also, he's got Shivers that he can kind of direct. We give him some time. Well, we won't really put you in the straight jacket, so you're going to have to pretend like you have the straight jacket.
Okay,
well,
but then you're all going to have to be wearing set of leather armor.
Kind of a DM hint here. You're going to have to do something with weapons. Because having him in a straight jacket, but then with a gigantic mithril longsword and a fucking bow.
Oh, I forgot I had that thing. That should have been, yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Well, those guards seem pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Can we just put
just murder
in this
place.
Give me a perception check on the guards. I'm assuming to see something while you were molesting the body. I mean,
oh shit.
That was all badger molest.
Lost it for a second.
Oh god. I wish that
would've god.
I really wish that would've just fallen off.
11 plus, it's like 12, so 23.
Tabit's still entertaining the idea of being retarded for an hour.
Minto, you'll notice that the guard has like, all three of the guards have like a big scar like right here on their head.
Is it visible through their...
Very visible.
Oh, through their
it's
cage
not,
hat?
They're not just parting their hair.
It's like they're going to lobotomize.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, guys, we'll get down. I'll start lobotomizing you.
You could just relieve the pressure.
I'll give you a +4 on the disguise check if you do that.
You occasionally start giving an idea, and I start getting a glimmer of hope that there is some saving you. But then you do something like that.
Oh, that's crazy. Then I open this door. All
right.
Dang.
What did I do with that?
Oh. Oh.
You guys gotta realize that David.
Why'd you provoke him?
He's at home here. We are in his house. This is David's house.
Yeah.
The door opens right up.
Man, they can't see the cage.
In fact, if we come across one of his characters in like our other campaign, Oyla, in here, I won't have his friend.
Yeah.
There he is! Yeah. Waffles!
That's the one he blew his head off.
Pancakes.
Yeah. In fact, he's already killed him.
Alright, so you already went through the door. Great.
Wait, what?
This looks like a small office.
Yeah, we tried to get him to make dinner.
Yeah, after his family had been
Let's throw the crazy Kenny wants to save in there. That way, he can't get out.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I guess I'll investigate and see if I find anything in here.
Okay.
So,
scar.
It'll be 26.
Yeah.
It looks like all the papers and stuff in here are like processing papers and stuff. And it's got like a list of names.
I got yourself.
Do I recognize any of the names?
Like you got this car.
What do you got? 26?
No, I got
the only name that seems familiar is Nine Fingers.
I can assume the form of any small or medium creature.
And who's Nine Fingers?
Nine Fingers was a drug dealer that the
Kenny
was going to go talk to, yeah. But then did a
immediate turnaround. Hey,
And does like
it sounded good?
Do I find any like evidence of whose office this is?
No,
no,
okay. No. But it's just like general process.
Guys, free paper for the ends in here.
We'll come back for that, buddy.
You use all the inmates as people that stayed at the inn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna guide. I'll guide.
They're gonna need a place to sleep after
that's
we.
Right.
I'll guide. I'll guide that guy in there.
Okay.
Hopefully, he doesn't poop all over it.
Hey, who cares if he does?
He can poop himself
and shut the door.
Yeah. And let's lock it.
So
we
need a key to lock it.
This is
can we like prop a chair up.
Crazy
like,
topic. We wouldn't recognize this guy, right? From, like, I mean, the Dark Knights may have this guy that's still alive, this prisoner.
Yeah,
the Dark Knights might have.
Give me a perception check. Or not, knowledge local.
I don't know, shit. But maybe I do. No, I don't. I don't know.
My point being is,
I'm not from this town.
I have no qualms with killing everybody in here.
You don't.
That's a 15.
21 for me.
You just guess.
Kenny
like,
bought drugs from him at some point.
You kind of remember hearing like when the Dark Knights were in the inn that they caught somebody with this description.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds like a it's like a normal street thug type guy.
I wonder what's in this door.
Me too.
Open it up.
He has plans, and they just kind of.
This looks
they all
like,
disappeared. What are we going to do now?
This looks like a meeting room of some kind. There's a chair with restraining straps before a blackboard.
This is great.
They're like leather straps.
Yeah. You get
like straps. Like
how many leather strips would I need to make? So
smell
the
photos. Awesome.
Studded?
Smell it.
A lot. Plus
no,
the studs.
Well, this is a start.
Why? It makes it better.
Like
so there's nothing
they're like hand restraint.
I guess I'll do a perception check if I notice anything worthwhile.
I'm not saying it'll get drunk, Allison.
18? Another 9, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Nope.
Okay. Guys, this room sucks. What's in here?
What's everybody else doing?
I'm just watching with amazement. I can't.
I am talking to my invisible friend Allison about
what? There's other doors.
I know, you just... Don't stop. He doesn't stop. I don't understand him.
You gotta keep going. What are we gonna do? Just hang out in here?
Once you get him going, it's great. It was hard to pull him away from Tan.
This room is padded on all the sides.
Well, maybe we should put the crazy person in here.
Other than that, it looks rather.
Is it?
It's empty.
Is it a room?
Yeah.
Just a padded room?
Yep.
So, what's going on there, David?
This room's made of pillows!
I feel comfortable here.
I'm gonna go get.
We should make an in like ring room like this.
I'm gonna go get this guy and bring him up to go put him in there.
It could be a theme room.
Lock him in there. Oh, I like this. What? Bounce.
Yeah, just.
All right, I'm gonna go get this guy and bring him to the.
Is there a lock on the door?
There is, but you don't have a key to it.
The guards don't have one.
Whose foot's the key?
No.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna go grab the other guy now that there's a padded room because I.
Okay.
David doesn't make a bad point. If there's paper in this other room, we can use it at the end.
Are we on that kind of a budget?
Short time you guy had that guy in the room, he pooped off.
Well, and then this room is actually.
I'm still gonna put him in there. Come on. All right, dude. I'm gonna go put you in this room.
What do they feed you in here?
You know what? We should hire this guy as a cook.
What goes in one in comes out.
She won that contest. That goblin lady won that contest.
Gotta go on the last one.
I know. Apparently, you got some weird thing going on with the Ori.
This room is full of clothes, jackets, and other bits and pieces of clothing.
Cole and I have a history. I get his cooking. First of all,
I guess I'll grab a stray jacket.
Okay.
I got a freaking turkey sandwich.
Oh, there's a different idea. Since being one of the guards may not go well, but if we all just kind of drape the straitjackets over us.
Yeah? All right, wait. So I can alter self, so I can have the scar. That's not a problem. I can pull off the scar. Does anyone else have alter self or anything else we can...
No, I mean...
I don't use spells that often.
Man, look,
David goes,
I'm a proud dwarf. I'm not going to put shit on it. I just want to walk through here.
Well, if I'm acting like a prison,
smite anyone in the way.
I wouldn't have to have that scar.
And I want to kill Crow.
All right,
me too. What do you got? What do you got, Magic Man?
Magic Man!
The dwarf, I think, is onto a good idea.
What, just walking through without caring?
Yeah, I agree. I think we should do it based on
what we can see from their guards and the fact that the loons are walking around, just draping...
And we know, we were told that this place is where they put the criminally insane. Like, they're violent.
Alright, alright.
Plus, right here...
Let me scout some things out, then, because I can look like a guard.
Right here, it looks awesome for an Oria.
I'm going to get one of those Michelangelo pages, and then cast my Alter Self.
Okay.
Those are good.
And you're just going to go for a little walk around?
I'm just going to go for...
You're going to scout?
Yep,
I'm going
to scout.
I think that's a good idea.
Alright, if this is going on, David, Ryan...
Get three of them.
Actually, let's end the episode here. We're an hour, so...
No, I don't want to leave.
Okay, then
don't kick me out.
You got to put one of those things on too. And go with them.
But you could actually have potato chips.
So an alter self.
Food upstairs. Okay, bye.
To balance out your alcohol. Watch.
Do you have a signal whistle?
Why would I do that?
You should have like create sound or something.
I can like whisper.
I was saying, take my signal whistle. If you get in trouble, blow us. We'll come run.
Message.
Prestidigitation.
You can whisper messages and receive replies. It's a cantrip.
All right. Well, we'll find out
next time.
Next time for us.
It looks like it doubles as like a...
Don't shatter the illusion.
What's that word?
You're breaking the fourth wall, you idiot.
Knuckle duster.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.